Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Gabbin Gale, and this is a Gale Foley Show where I interview people sharing their success stories and their passion, inspiring you on your journey to success. And in between interviews, I'll share motivational moments, always cheering you on as you achieve your mission. So be sure to subscribe to my channel, The Gale Foley Show, and hit me up on Twitter at Gale Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gale. So speaking of Gabbin, let's get on with it. All right, I'm checking out my other headset. I have actually two here present with me, and I thought one wasn't working, but I think it is now. So anyway, welcome. And you're going like, what the heck? Okay, I got to share with you, it is Tuesday, and we're going to be talking today about March Madness. And who is me talking? I am Gabbin Gale. And a quick reflection, if you're just tuning in for the very first time, thank you so much. I really, truly appreciate it when people do plug in and listen to my show. And what is my show? My show is reflections on life lessons that I've gone through. It's trending items. What I like to do, having been in the business world for eons, is I like to share some insight with my audience that might trigger a change for you that you've been putting off because you thought maybe nobody else has ever gone through this, or maybe you just like to listen to something other than music in the morning, and my voice will bring you maybe a smile, a laugh. I love to laugh. I love to smile. I love to share positive insight, but sometimes you have to get to the story of how it came to be positive. So that's what I bring to you from Monday through Thursday. And then on Friday, I interview someone in business that has a wonderful story to share with you, because other people's stories can actually make a huge and significant difference in your life. And I am a product of that. A book I picked up a long time ago actually changed me from being a very negative person to very positive. And the book didn't change me. Taking action on the lessons that this book brought to me. The book was written before I was born, and I found it at a garage sale, and that is my personal story that I'm going to put on CD here very, very soon and share it with my audience. So if you want to stay tuned and know when that CD is going to be made available, I'm going to make it free to you. Just go ahead and go to The Gale Foley Show. You're going to either subscribe right there to my channel, or you can actually plug in and send me an email. However you want to do it, you can also go through iTunes. I'm in that directory, and very soon I'm going to be transitioning over to other directories. I want to get the word out there to as many people as I can, so that when I bring my guests on Fridays, that we have a huge audience, because that's what Gabbin Gale is about. It's about growing people's business, whether it's a special insight that I give you that gives you inspiration, or my guest does that for you. And I am bringing some of the most incredible people on my interview, because I truly believe everybody has a story to share. So if you want to hear those, if you want to help share that story so that the next time I do an interview, you might be the guest, please, please, please do a review, do a 5-star, go out to your social media contacts and share these interviews, share these shows. And so then when it's your turn, the audience is even bigger. And that's what I bring to the table for you. So again, that's thegalefoleyshow.com. That's my station break, because I get into my groove and then I go, uh-oh, I forgot to share how you can stay in touch with all that I do. Today I want to talk about March Madness, because that's where we're at right now, is March Madness. Everybody is going absolutely crazy over the basketball tournaments. Where I'm sitting, I am in Wichita, Kansas, and if you've been following the tournament, you know that Wichita State just played a tremendous season this year. My husband's an alumni, lots of relatives and friends that are alumni, and it was very crushing to watch yesterday when we lost by simply 2 points. They played a fabulous game season, and I just want to give a great big shout out to them. You guys are awesome. Here's the thing that I was so inspired by watching their victories. It was the fun that I saw in their play. Yes, there was a lot of stress on them. Oh my goodness, I cannot even begin to imagine the stress on any of these players playing in our March Madness, elimination rounds. I mean, it's got to be over. As a spectator, whoa, I don't know about you, but I get very, very tense. My husband won't even watch a game. This is hysterical. My husband, I love him dearly. He has been a true support for me and an inspiration, and he's got brilliant humor. And one of the things he says is he can't watch a team he wants to win play because they'll lose. And I challenged him the other day. I says, okay, really? You think you have that much power? But it's a superstition he has, and I can honor that because we all have those little quirks. And so yesterday, it was very hard for him not to watch. And so we were doing some other things while the game was on because he just really had this challenge. But I saw in this particular team the camaraderie with the team, the players' confidence, but the players' ability to smile on the court. It's serious, serious business, this March Madness. I mean, my goodness, when you look at the revenue that is coming in from all the teams that are playing. And for example, on Friday, I went to a March Madness event right here in town. It was a great food spread. We sat around and the men watched the game while the women sort of chatted behind the scenes because we had other things on our minds just beside the game, although we were all rooting for the teams. It was very refreshing to be so well connected with a business association that March Madness took on a different perspective. We actually sat around, and rather than being in a networking event, we actually sat and got some personal insight into each other's lives a little bit that you don't get when you network at a business luncheon or a business after hours mixer, as we call them. And it's very funny because the evening before, we did have such an event, we had a mixer, business mixer, and there was a handful of people there, and it was fun. My husband went with me, and he said that he was Gavin Gale's silent partner, and he really isn't very silent, but we had a laugh, we had a lot of fun. I learned, and this is a tidbit I have to give you today, I learned something about Goodwill today, that night. We were at a Goodwill office complex, and we've got this incredible tour. Now, what I want to share with you is March Madness also has slash another connotation, and it's not so much fun, and it's getting your taxes ready. And my husband and I were challenged with our charity. We give all the time, and a lot of times it's Goodwill. We will bundle up our old our clothing that we think is worthy of donating, the shoes, the household appliances still work, but we've upgraded. And we've always been very cautious about giving quality stuff. And then, our accountant says, okay, you have to itemize anything over $250. And we're like, what? So here's the itemization that you need to be aware of. You must know the date of the purchase of the original item, the cost of the original item, where you donated, name of the organization, and the address, and what that current value is. So, we went through that this year, and we went through it last year, and I finally said to my husband, I said, I don't really know if it's worth itemizing those things anymore. And so I sort of thought, I just keep some of the receipts of the better things, whatever. But we went to this Goodwill event, and we got the tour, and here's what you need to know. Even though if you're not itemizing but you're doing spring cleaning. You're getting rid of a bunch of clothes that you no longer want to wear. You've worn them out in your estimation. You want something a little bit more perky in your closet. You've got shoes that you've worn the heels off, and you're thinking, oh, I can't donate those. I just got to throw those away. Here I am to tell you, do not throw anything away. Really, seriously. Because we found out that if you put shoes in the Goodwill depository and they've got a worn heel or a scuffed toe, they're not going to go in the Goodwill shoe store, but they will be distributed to third world countries. They will take the worst of the worst and tear them apart and recycle the leather or the vinyl or whatever it might be. Belts, purses, and t-shirts. How many times do we get a t-shirt at an event and we wear it for a while and then the event's over and we really don't want it in our closet, but who's really going to buy a t-shirt that, you know, 2010 was, you know, this challenge walk or whatever? Not too likely, maybe, but who knows? But you know what? Goodwill takes those and they shred, they cut them up in strips, and then they sell them to painting companies for rags. So it was really, really awesome to learn at this event through this tour that Goodwill does so much more than we realize. And please, please, please donate all that stuff. Your computers, your TVs, your headsets, anything that doesn't work anymore, we think that it's not going to sell, but just put a label on there. Doesn't work. They'll take it apart. They'll use those things. It was amazing to experience. So March Madness has, you know, transformed. So the next day, then I went to this group of business people hanging out for the March Madness basketball thing. So here's what I'm sharing with you today is that you're out there networking. You're going to games because, you know, you got teams winning and what have you. But it's all about connecting with each other. So if you're not in a business group yet and you're in business, I highly recommend that you find one that you can connect with and chart out, block out the time to participate. Because if I had not gone to that event that evening because I belonged to this association, I would not have gotten that tour with Goodwill. They had their grand opening a couple months ago. I had too much on my schedule that day to go. So I was really, really excited to go to this mixer and see their new accommodations. And when I got that tour, oh my goodness, that was a huge light bulb moment for me, knowing what else they do. So the March Madness, every year, yeah, it's basketball and, you know, I'm watching things, and but I had not been invited to a March Madness party at a business association. So this year, I was really, really excited to be there. And it turned out to be so much more than a basketball game. It turned out for me to connect with some people that I did not know that well, and now I have a stronger relationship with them. And you gotta know, if you're listening to my broadcasts, my shows, you gotta know that I am known as the connector. And how did I get known as the connector, besides being a gabber? I attend everything that I possibly can with the business association that I belong to. I was recently invited to be on their board. Here was the criteria they chose me by. I am at everything. I bring guests to everything because I truly, truly believe that in order for me to be able to speak to you, I need to know what's going on in the world of business. If you're out there marketing a product, if you're marketing a service, if you work for someone else and you have a program you're supposed to be promoting, where are you finding your prospects? Where are you connecting with people? Are you just going to a dinner once every couple months and you expect people then to connect with you when you pick up the phone and you call them? Not so likely. So with March Madness all around us, maybe it's time for you to look at a way that you can embrace that in connecting with more people. So I know that if you go to the internet and you go to LinkedIn, you can find a community connection. right in your own backyard. You can just go in there and find out who's in your area. See if they're in an association and maybe start a communications between the two. I'm meeting with a young lady this Friday for coffee because of LinkedIn. Another one of my friends here that goes to the same association that I do, was asked to introduce me to her. She's going to be one of my interviews. It goes around if you're connecting either through social media or on foot. All of these need to tie together because the relationships you form today can become those friendships of tomorrow. They can also lead you, for example, my husband got his most recent position through being encouraged to be on LinkedIn. So he did, and now he's working at a place he dearly loves and is having lots of fun, and he's helping share the word with other people on LinkedIn where there might be something for them. So March Madness is about getting your taxes in place. It's not as much fun as watching the basketball games, but it's something we face. But when you're doing your taxes, if you're like me and work from home or self-employed, I always include my professional dues in my itemization. I at one time belonged to, I don't know, 5 different networking groups. And over the years, I have fine-tuned where I really align myself the best, where I really, really connect, and where the returns from my business have come from. Now, one organization, BNI, I was a member, I was a president for 4 years, and it really, really helped grow my business. So if you're in a community where there's a BNI and there's no one in your category in that chapter, you're just starting out, it is a fabulous, fabulous place to be. Then you've got in Oklahoma, there's an incredible networking group there. You want to know about that? Shoot me an email. And that would be Gail at GabbinWithGail.com. And I will let you know how to get in touch with Todd up there in Oklahoma. So there's just so many different ways that you can grow your business. And it's reaching out and putting the time into the networking arena. And so many people don't necessarily do that. If you're working for someone, ask them what associations the company belongs to. Ask them if you can represent the company. I'm telling you, companies love the fact that you're out networking. Now, some companies, and this is a sad fact, I did a presentation a few years ago for a friend of mine that she had risen to the top in her company, and the main reason was because I'd helped her learn how to network, how to go out and connect with different people, and use the service that I have, but all of it combined was out there connecting and creating these relationships. And so I came in and I made this presentation, and she shared with me that her boss did not believe that she was really out there building business when she was out there at a luncheon networking, or when she was doing this event and it was networking. He did not get it. And I said to her one day, I said, I'm really confused. How can you work for someone that doesn't believe in networking? Because that's how you got where you are. And you're the top promoter, the top salesperson in this company. How can he not believe in it? But he just really did not. I'm here to tell you, she is still one of the most fabulous networking people I have ever met, and she doesn't miss a trick when it's time to be out there and going to things. I mean, for example, it can be something really, really simple. If you prefer mornings, find a group that meets in the mornings. If you prefer luncheons, find a group that meets for lunch. You don't have to go every single day, but pick out something once a week that will enhance your connections. Because March Madness is more than just about shooting hoops. You need to be shooting hoops every single week in your life, in your business. Get into connecting, going to business associations. Don't just sign up and put your money down and say, okay, I'm a member, thank you so much. You get nothing out of that. You have to attend the events. So there's meetups, there's BNIs, there's chambers, there's business associations. I'm recommending today that you go out and include that in all the other things that you have on your plate for March, because it is March Madness. I'm hoping you have a fabulous, fabulous day. Make it a tremendous Tuesday. Mine is going to be fabulous. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, that's a wrap on today's show. Remember, let's connect on Twitter at Gail Foley, hashtag GabandGail. And remember, you can visit thegailfoleyshow.com to subscribe to my channel so you won't miss a single inspirational moment. And please remember to share this with all your social media connections so that we can spread the word on something that might help someone else in their journey to success. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Gab and Gail asking you to do me one big favor. Pass on a smile today. It's contagious, you know. You'll make a difference in someone's life. Bye-bye.